USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Stott. President Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act was overturned by the Senate today. Senators voted 81-13, well above the two-thirds majority needed. The House voted by a wide margin to override the president's veto earlier this week. This is a first in Trump's presidency. The U.S. has surpassed 20 million confirmed cases of COVID-19, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. Cases have doubled from 10 million to 20 million in less than 2 months. 336,000 Americans have died with the virus. A third state has reported its first case of the new coronavirus strain that was first seen in England. The Florida Health Department says the case was detected in a man in his 20s in Martin County who has not traveled recently, and 15 people in Turkey have been identified as carriers of the new variant. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to get to feeling better, the best way to feel better is with a great night's sleep. And you know I'm going to talk about my pillow. I've been sleeping on one for now 3 years, and I get the best sleep of my life. They don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. Try doing that. You end up with a washer full of pillow feathers. And they're made in the USA. And right now, the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues $40 off, $29.98. For a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, King's only $5 more. To get the best night's sleep of your life, and a guaranteed, and it continues until March 1st, and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep for 2021. From Mike Lindell and My Pillow.
Republican Senator David Perdue of Georgia is off the campaign trail and in quarantine after being exposed to someone affected with COVID-19 just days before the Senate runoff. He and his wife have tested negative but will stay in quarantine. Word came just before a joint campaign event with Senator Kelly Loeffler in Gainesville featuring Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina.
How many of you remember what they were willing to do to Judge Kavanaugh? They're willing to destroy his life, right? These people want power too much. Well, we got in their way. Don't turn the country over to the people that would destroy Judge Kavanaugh's life. I want you to make Bernie Sanders 2021 miserable. I want you to send a signal the squad can understand, right?
President Trump and President-elect Joe Biden have scheduled rallies in Georgia on Monday, the day before Tuesday's crucial runoffs. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
It came down to a field goal in the Peach Bowl. Jack Podlesny kicked a 53-yarder with 3 seconds left as number 11 Georgia upset number 6 Cincinnati 24-21. It is the first loss of the season for the Bearcats. The Bulldogs came back from a 21-10 deficit in the fourth quarter. 15th-ranked Northwestern took down Auburn 35-19 in the Citrus Bowl. Peyton Ramsey threw 3 touchdown passes and ran for a score. The game ended a 51-year coaching career for Northwestern 73-year-old defensive coordinator Mike Hankwitz. Microsoft says they have been hacked by Russia. More from USA Radio's Lance Pry.
Microsoft said the suspected Russian hackers behind the breach of numerous U.S. government agencies also accessed the company's internal source code. Microsoft said they detected unusual activity with a small number of internal accounts, and upon review, they discovered one account had been used to view source code repositories. Microsoft declined to say which source code the hackers viewed. Source code shows how computer programs work and is used to build software. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration has reversed course on thousands of dollars in fees for alcohol distilleries who made hand sanitizer to stay afloat during the pandemic. The Department of Health and Human Services has directed the FDA to stop enforcement. Chief of Staff Brian Harrison says small businesses who stepped up to fight COVID-19 should be applauded, not taxed. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.